7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
And if you recognize that song, I'll laugh. If you don't know what it was, that was some Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf. And if you're too young to know that song and not understanding how funny it is to play that on an Irish bouzouki, I can't help you. Try looking it up. My name is Tobe. If you look at your clock, you'll notice that it is shortly after 1930 UTC. You are listening to Anon Radio. And I was just watching TV a few minutes ago, and I saw a new commercial that I hate because I don't understand why people suck so much. Perhaps you've seen this commercial. A typical dumbass is standing in the middle of a room. There are two cages. One is painted black, one is painted silver. A voiceover announces that one is supposedly made of steel, one is supposedly made of aluminum, and then they let a bear into the room. And what does the guy do? Yeah, the guy's a fucking pussy, and he goes running into the cage. Now, I know what you're thinking. Tobe, how can you possibly hate this commercial? Well, I hate it because they didn't get me for it. But then again, if they would have had me, they wouldn't have had a commercial. Because this is some kind of commercial that's for demonstrating the weakness of bears. I'm not really sure what it's for. It might be for car insurance. All commercials are for car insurance these days. They should have had me in there. I would have put the bear in the cage. I mean, what are you going to do? There's two cages. A bear walks in. You tell the damn bear to get in the cage. Or don't. Or just play with the bear. Hang out with a bear for a while. No, but everybody's got to be a chicken shit. No, it's a bear. It's going to get me. I could kick a bear's ass. Why are people so afraid of everything? Now, don't you just... You know, I don't get it, people. I just don't get it. It may all be related to the upswing in male pattern baldness. I'm not sure. Well, I suspect as much. There's a conspiracy of bald people trying to persecute me because of my beautiful hair, as you know. Anyone who's listening to this probably already knows that I am, in fact, a hair model. I have lifetime free shampoo from every freaking company in the world. And I am very often subject to bald rage. What is bald rage? bald rage is the irrational hatred that bald people have for me and my kind of people. Us beautiful people with the flowing tresses, the beautiful locks. It's true. I didn't know about bald rage until I met this one girl. And I probably shouldn't tell this story, but I got to. It's been long enough that nobody's going to get in trouble. Nobody's going to get caught. Anyway, okay, here's a good one for you. And this is absolutely true. Some years ago, yours truly was deemed to be a danger to himself and others. And after getting out of a medical hospital, got sent to the mental hospital. Yes, I was in the loony bin. But I fled the state before I could be charged and went to a hospital out of state to avoid some legal issues, as you can probably imagine. So I'm down there in the padded cell place, and it's a real nice hospital, don't get me wrong. This is not any kind of state hospital or anything. it's pretty much a college campus, and I get down there and I'm having a grand old time. And they put me in with all of the girls and women who have eating disorders. That wasn't my main thing. I've got my own problems. I'm already crazy as hell and messed up like you can't believe physically. But while I was in there, you know, I wasn't there for a couple of days before somebody noticed me throwing up all the time because, you know, I can't eat. And since I can't eat, you know, they put me in. I had to spend a great deal of time with all of the eating disorder girls. And that was awesome because this was a very prominent, very famous hospital. And all of the women, shouldn't say all. This was mostly models. This was all models with eating disorders. And it's a couple of teenage girls who were wrecks. And let me tell you something about models. If you've ever wondered if they're crazy, yes, they are. This one girl, oh my God, she was beautiful. She was an ass model, quite literally an ass model for Calvin Klein jeans. And back then, if you would have opened up any fashion magazine, any women's magazine, and turned to the Calvin Klein ad, here's this chick with her butt to the camera. She was not offensive. And she was around the bend, Looney Tunes. And she was convinced that there was a conspiracy of fat people who were trying to get her. Swear to God. She was afraid to go places because she would think, oh, no, there's going to be too many fat people there. And if there would be, she was always afraid there'd be too many and they would be able to gang up on her and get her once and for all. So we couldn't go to certain restaurants, anything that had a buffet or anything that was all you can eat or anything like that, she would just start freaking out. She couldn't go to these places. And she was even convinced that whenever she walked into a room, all the fat people just instantly started hating on her. And she would notice that people were looking at her. And yes, all the fat people were looking at her because she's beautiful. She's a model. You walk into anywhere and anybody's going to turn around and look at this girl. But because most of America is overweight, everywhere she went, the fat conspiracy was just on the verge of taking her out. And I felt bad for this chick because she was funny and she seemed perfectly normal until she would start getting weirded out, or if a fat person bumped into her or made an evil face at her or got angry or even talked to her, she'd start crying and start freaking out. She was a wreck, and she was always complaining about all the fat rage that was directed toward her because, you know, she's a model. She weighed, 108 pounds. And she was always going off about fat rage. And to this day, I'll never forget that. And that's how I developed bald rage. I think of her and I think of all the bald people who are trying to persecute me for my hair. When you're in the eating disorder group, whether you have an eating disorder or not, you are monitored when you eat. Somebody has to sit next to you and make sure that you eat. And they get mad at you, and they're your eating coach and cheerleader. And I was on a high-fat diet there for a while. And so in the evenings and at bizarre times of day that weren't meal times, some nurse would come and find me, and they'd have a half a grapefruit or something and pour a ton of sugar all over. They go, you have to eat this. Okay. Nom, 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 nom. And to this day, I still have some pretty severe problems eating, but I can overcome it most of the time. Turns out that one of my problems is that I'm allergic to everything. And when you are allergic to foods and you eat them and don't know that you're allergic to them, you get extremely sick. But this isn't the show about being sick. This is the show about whatever this show is ever about here on Anon Radio. You're listening to me. My name is Tobe. I'm the president and corrupt financial officer of the Dubious Goals Committee. The Dubious Goals Committee brings you this broadcast and a number of live-action interesting things that I do during the day. If you have a dubious goal and you'd like to see it achieved, drop me a line. You can email me, you can call me, you can do whatever you want as long as you have the information at your fingertips, because I'm not going to tell you. You're smart, you know how to get a hold of me. But right now I think we're going to take a little break, and at least I am. You're going to listen to some music, and the music you're going to listen to today is very interesting. It's very interesting to me. It might not be as interesting to you. The reason that this next song is interesting is that this is the first song I ever wrote that ended up on a CD, and it was the first CD ever produced in the state of Nebraska. This was a long time ago. I'm not going to tell you how long, but if you know how old CDs are, you can probably figure it out. This is The Death of Christopher Columbus.
The situation to which I refer as a delicate one is to outward appearances a small thing. A dispute between mathematicians, nothing more. As I said, the situation to which I refer as a delicate one is to outward appearances a small thing. As I said, a dispute between mathematicians, nothing more. 1 and 2.
And that was The Death of Christopher Columbus, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm still the president of the Dubious Goals Committee. Next on the agenda is old news. I gotta just keep going back to that bear that walks into the room in that car insurance commercial. And, you know, if they had any brains at all, why didn't they just get a talking bear? I mean, all the other car insurance commercials have talking animals. There's the talking lizard, there's the talking horse, and there's that beach goat. You know, that goat that I want that's sitting there on the beach. No one wants a goat. I want the goat, but the goat doesn't actually talk. So if you had the talking lizard and the talking horse and a talking bear, then you could put them all in a room and let them talk about stuff. I don't know what they would talk about per se, but one of their topics of discussion might be why that song that we just played didn't seem to have anything to do with Christopher Columbus. And back when I named it, I only named it that just to, I don't know, focus my hatred for Christopher Columbus. I hate Christopher Columbus and this big myth that somehow he discovered America. Okay, well, he didn't discover anything. It was already here. I mean, it's been here. There's already people here. There's no discovery. And second of all, he never even landed anywhere in the Americas. He ended up in the Caribbean. He's in the Bahamas. He's in, who the hell knows? Who cares? And thirdly, if he discovered America, why do we live in the United States of America and not the United States of Columbus or the United States of Columbia? You know what I'm saying? I can't help but notice that we have two continents in the New World, and they're called North America and South America, and sometimes Central America, if you want to count that as its own entity. But generally speaking, this is America. This is the New World. North and South America is the Americas. It's not the Columbuses. It's not the Columbias. That's right. It's because Christopher Columbus didn't have jack to do with discovering America. It was already here. I hate Christopher Columbus and all the lies that we were told in school. I'd rather talk about the lies we're told on TV. I don't need car insurance. I already have car insurance. Why is there always talking animals? I was watching TV earlier and I went by one of those shopping networks because there's a jillion of them and I'm just trying to find the damn game. And they're trying to sell me Kenneth J. Lane jewelry. It's trash, but it got me starting to thinking, you know, I haven't heard that song in a while. What song are you talking about, Tobe? It's probably what you're asking me. Sally Can't Dance by Lou Reed. Let's listen to it now.
She can't do it anymore. She walks down St. Mark's Place and eats natural food at my place. Now Sally can't dance no more. She can't get it off of the floor. Sally can't dance no more. Sally, she can't dance no more. In her face, she lives on St. Mark's Place in a rent controlled apartment, $80 a month. She has lots of fun, she has lots of fun, but Sally can't dance no more. No, Sally, she can't dance no more. She went and carried on and can't get off of the And what you need now?
Sally dance no more.
Sally, hey, she can't dance no more.
Sally can't dance. Sally can't dance.
She knew all the really right people. She went to Lady Jardine. She danced with Picasso's illegitimate mistress and wore Kenneth Lane jewelry. Hey, it's trash, but
awesome. Thanks, Lou. We do miss you. For those just tuning in, my name's Tobe. You're listening to Anon Radio. That was Lou Reed with Sally Can't Dance, one of my favorite Lou Reed tracks. She wore a sword like Napoleon. She killed the boys and acted like a son. I always enjoyed that line. I think I know that chick. I mean, how many chicks, you know, running around swords? I only know a couple, but that's neither here nor there. Kenneth J. Lane jewelry. It's glass. It's costume jewelry. Did I ever tell you I used to work in a costume shop? That was my last job. Oh boy, that was crazy. Obviously, Halloween was nuts, and I have done all the crazy holiday rush jobs. I have worked in a costume shop during Halloween, I have worked in a toy store during Christmas, and I have bartended on New Year's Eve. And I gotta think of some more weird jobs to do like that, just because, oh, I enjoy stress. what was I even talking about? Costume shop, right. So I worked in this costume shop, and I would love to make it sound glamorous. It wasn't. Mostly I did laundry. Swear to God. But one of the weirdest parts was around Easter, people would be coming in and wanting to book Easter Bunny costumes. And, oh, I don't know how many they had. It must have been like 35, 30 maybe, somewhere in there. Call it three dozen. And that was my job. My main job at that time of the year is, okay, you are the Easter Bunny guy. You got to keep track of all these damn Easter Bunny costumes and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Maintain them, deal with them, blah, blah, blah. So, oh my God, I hate looking at Easter Bunnies now, as you can possibly imagine. Ooh, every time I see one of those Easter Bunny costumes, I just kind of shudder a little bit inside. Oh, most of the work was theatrical work, which is something I do know a little bit about. I have worked in theater and related industries. And most of the job, the other main part of my job was staging costumes. So-and-so college, wherever, would be doing a production of Guys and Dolls or whatever. And so they would say, okay, we need Guys and Dolls costumes. And then they would send us measurements for everybody, and we'd get out the Guys and Dolls costumes and start putting stuff together. And so I would have these little cards that had all these measurements. I'd stick the card on a hanger, then I'd have to go find a shirt and the right kind of jacket and the right kind of pants and all this other stuff, that and the other thing. And oh boy, that was kind of a headache. And then bag it up, and then we'd have to ship them. So then we get all these giant boxes, ship these costumes in the boxes. Then, oh, a month later, the costumes would come back. Boom, we have to take them out of the boxes, blah, 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 blah. Then I'd have to start doing laundry again, because that's what I do best. Apparently, that's my greatest skill. And then go drop all the stuff off at the dry cleaner. Then all the stuff would come back, and then we have to put it all back in the racks. And this place, it was bigger than you would think, because it was this funny corner building with a basement that you couldn't tell was there. Oh, and so, you know, there's a front room and there's two back rooms. You know, there's the back room that has some costumes and the fitting rooms, and there's the back room where we do the sewing and all the cutting tables and then 15 sewing machines of different kinds and all this stuff. And then there's the basement, which is just rack after rack after rack after rack of costumes. And a lot of the coolest stuff, the vast majority of this stuff was all designed and made by this guy who owned this costume shop. And the guy was a genius when it came to doing commercial costumes. It's just, the guy was right on. I can't say enough about him. I learned so much just by watching that guy work. It's like, oh, okay. Because I kind of come from an academic theater background where you get away with a lot more stuff and you can be as academic as you want because you're not trying to make money. Well, when you're trying to make money, you put different costumes on people. Trust me. When I first started working there, my main part of the job before really doing any laundry was just to learn where everything is, because none of the costumes weren't in any specific order. They weren't in any time period order. They weren't in alphabetical, nothing. You just had to know where stuff was. Stuff was grouped together, you know, so if you're looking for like medieval clothes, there's, you know, this stuff over here. If you're looking for whatever, 50s, you know, day wear, it's over here. If you're looking for a Genghis Khan suit, it's over here, you know. And then there's the whole row of Easter bunnies and like two rows of Santas. Don't even get me started on Santa Claus. Santa Claus, talk about the lies we tell children. Oh, it's horrible. I'd love to talk more about Santa Claus and all the great lies in the world. But as I take a look at the clock, I can see that we're running out of time. It's coming up on 2000 hours UTC. And that means I'm out of here. Who am I? I'm Tobe. I'm the president and the corrupt financial officer of the Dubious Goals Committee. And it is the Dubious Goals Committee who brings you this lovely broadcast each and every day for your listening pleasure. I'm glad you tuned in today. I don't know what's coming up next. What is today? Is today a barnacle day? Oh, it might be. All right then. Well, let's turn this whole thing over to Barnacle after you listen to some of my trademark beepity beep beep beep. I'm gone.